evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting. Apologies for absence I've received from Brenda Taylor. Steve Gazzard, the substitute, wasn't able to come this evening. Public speaking, I've just got one that we need to take, which is obviously the road linking Dinan Way and the A376, which is a Devon County Council application. We do have Mr. Richards from Devon County Council here this evening, who would just like to brief you on the planning application before we discuss it this evening. And as is normal practice, as is Devon County Council, we need to take that in the public speaking part of the meeting. So if everybody's happy, I would like to move that planning application, which is DCC 3909/2016, to the first item on the agenda. Is everybody happy with that? I'll do that?
Yep.
Thank you. So the public speaking part to move into, which representations, as you know, are taken ahead of the discussion that we have. And as I say, the only member that we do have is Mr. Richards from Devon County Council. And as is normal practice, his representation may be up to 3 minutes. And we don't think we have any other members of the public that wish to speak this evening. No. In that case, I'll ask Mr. Richards if he would just like to give us his 3 minutes.
Okay, good evening. Thank you very much for inviting me here tonight. A quick overview and introduction to Dinan Way. The project consists of a new road from the A376 Hector Road to the existing Holland Road. This new link will help improve the management of traffic within Exmouth, relieve traffic flows from inappropriate residential streets, and provide opportunity to improve bus services to the north and east of the town. The alignment of the road has been the subject of much consideration. The site has many constraints, including a grade one listed aileron to the south and a floodplain to the north, whilst lying in an area of significant landscape character and in close proximity to the Ex-Estuary Special Protection Area. In the summer of 2015, the County Council consulted on two options for the route, one adjacent to Summer Lane and one running effectively on the route forming the application. We've worked hard to consider all of the various constraints whilst respecting the view of the local communities. We feel the route that has been chosen presents the best compromise whilst meeting the aims of the project. The design of the drainage systems, given consideration to the issues associated with flooding of the Watton Brook through Limpston, the sustainable urban drainage system ensures the new carriageway offers no increase to the flood risk, and in fact offers a minor benefit by attenuating peak storm flows. Both the vertical and horizontal alignment of the carriageway have been designed to minimise any impact on the designated heritage assets. We've taken advice from specialist consultants during the design process. This includes ensuring the principal views from the shell gallery are unaffected by the proposed scheme. Their opinion is that there's no harm to the setting of Aileron. East Devon Council's local plan identifies the importance of extending Dinan Way within Strategy 22 and goes on to protect the land under policy PC8. The need for the road is recognised in Limpton Parish Council's neighbourhood plan as an important piece of infrastructure to mitigate the impact of the Goodmoors residential development. If planning permission is granted, it's hoped that construction will commence by 2020. However, this date remains subject to funding. The construction programme will be likely to last approximately 12 months. The cut and fill of the earthworks has been balanced to avoid bulk import or export soil, so minimise the impact on the local road network and local community. The Dinan Way application presents an opportunity to complete a missing link and improve the management of traffic in and around Exmouth. The route of the proposed road is heavily constrained by designated heritage assets, internationally recognised wildlife habitat, important landscape character, and the strong views of the local community. Documents that support the application demonstrate that the route chosen offers the best option to deliver a critical piece of infrastructure for Exmouth.
Thank you. Right, members, this is planning application DCC 3909/2016, the road linking Dinan Way and the A376. Construction of an 830-metre single carriageway road with roundabouts forming junctions at either end linking Dinan Way and the A376 Exmouth Road. Includes the provision of a footway on the south side of the carriageway, earthworks and associated landscaping. The road is located between Pitt Farm and Summer Lane, Exmouth. We do have comments from various statutory consultees, and we also have some representations, which I will ask Sue if she could summarise those for you. Thank you.
Yes, today we've had several responses. Obviously there'll be more to come, but Southwest Water has no objection to development. National England consider the proposal is unlikely to have a significant effect on the interest features for which the ex estuary, special protected area, Ramsar and the East Devon Pebblebed Heath have been classified. Councillor Bernard Hughes has no objection. Exeter Airport have no objection from an aerodrome safeguarding aspect. The National Trust, however, strongly object to the lack of robust assessment of the impact of the road on the view from the Shell Gallery and the gantry, nor the visual effect from Summer Lane. The Environmental Agency have no objection. And we have had one letter of support and four representations, three of which object on the grounds that the application does not consider the needs of cyclists. No provision is made for cyclists on the basis that Summer Lane will be used for cyclists. The design and access statement states that Summer Lane is intended to be restricted to through traffic. However, the prohibition does not form part of this application and may not be implemented. And then we have a local resident who strongly objects to the destroying of excellent farmland, concern about wildlife habitat and the increased risk of flooding to Libstone Village. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Dumper.
Thank you very much, Chair. Where do I start? First thing to say, I'd like to say, Chair, that this is labelled Hawson. Now, of course, this is in
Libstone,
so we are actually commenting on something that that isn't actually in within Exmouth. I could ask Chair whether any questions may be directed to Mr. Richards.
I'm quite happy for questions to be, because we might as well clear those if
highways
are here, if you've got a question.
I think immediately of the one that Sue has just mentioned about provision of cyclists and that kind of thing. I didn't see the other comment I'd like to make on the application is that although I had a look on the website, there didn't seem to be any of those representations or anything on there. I don't
know,
in the wrong place.
I've got them all. No, some came prior to today.
Yeah. I was going to say I found them on there when I looked.
Yeah.
You
saw them, did you?
Yeah. I have copies of them anyway.
You know, to my my views, I mean, I've always taken a not very positive view of the so-called Dean Onway extension in principle, but having had lots of conversations and having looked at the proposal that's there now, which I think, and I mean, congratulations to DCC for the excellent work you put in trying to find a way of actually putting it which will create minimum disruptions. I think that's one very positive thing. What I was going to say is I have gradually become rather more favourable to it. And the two strong points you've already made, Mr. Richards, one is on diverting traffic from the likes of Featherbed Lane, from Summer Lane, from other areas where residents are badly affected. Not only that, but more distantly, going through Gypsy Lane up Marble Hill along Salston Road. So getting rid of some of the heavier traffic along there will be an advantage. Environmentally, in terms of emissions, it will also be an advantage because, of course, lorries going to the industrial sites at the top end of Dean Way will have to travel less far. We've all heard a lot about diesel fumes and particulates and their effect on people living in urban areas, and I think the more we can keep those particulates out of Exmouth urban areas, then the better it will be. The other great advantage, and we heard from your former colleague Lewis Ward, that the numbers of bus travellers from Brixington Ward is considerably lower than any other wards in Exmouth. This, as you told us just now, will provide an access for bus transport out from Brixington, which I hope will enable Brixington people to use buses to and from Exeter in a better way, because obviously using the train from the town is quite difficult for them. So those are the positive aspects. I mean, I do think there are negative aspects. One is that maybe had the Dinan Way extension or completion been built 20 years ago, then maybe there would have been less urban development around Dinan Way itself. Now, I'll leave Brooksington Camp. I'm sure you'll have plenty to say about that. But, you know, in terms of Brooksington, you know, I mean, there are houses actually on Dinan Way. There is, we know, a 30-mile-an-hour limit on Dinan Way. And I can see with the sort of heaviness of the traffic that might come, then there could be an issue. But Salterstone Road is already affected, of course, by extremely heavy traffic, and that needs dealing with. What else can I say? I think, broadly speaking, although I see issues to be dealt with, and I think that perhaps the County Council, as there is time, as you've said, funding won't be available immediately anyway, so there's perhaps a time to look at some of these other issues before any final decision is taken on this road. But I would say that at the moment the weighting in favour of putting the road in is slightly more than the weighting against. I mean, many years ago there was a consideration of a road going between Woodbury and Limpston and going up to the St George roundabout or whatever as a way of bypassing the A376, which is already, of course, heavily trafficked. But I don't seriously, I think that would be quite damaging to the countryside, and I also think that it is unlikely to happen in the next 30 or 40 years, so I don't think that's a serious option at the moment. So if you're asking me, Chair, do I want to propose that we accept this or propose against it, I would like to say, could we look at some of the issues rather than, I don't want to wholly turn it down, but on the other hand, I don't want to say we go ahead right now.
Councillor Cagle, it's another horse and rat.
Thank you, Chairman. Some of the words that I've come to speak tonight, you may have heard before, but it's well relevant to what I'm going to say. My personal view is that we should welcome investment in the road infrastructure of Exmouth. Anything that would improve quality of life for residents that for many years have had to tolerate traffic using residential roads to get to the main arterial route A376 should be welcome. The road infrastructure in and around Exmouth has been neglected for years with piecemeal road building to alleviate the docks traffic. We had a relief road built on the old railway line to relieve docks traffic from the old Exeter Road, which was subsequently followed by Langevere Way, being built to take the docks traffic off Victoria Road. Once this road was built, the docks closed. Forward strategic planning? I think not. So moving a problem from one area and placing it in another does not solve the problem. Whilst it will bring great relief to the residents of Gypsy Lane and Marble Hill, which I'm sure will be welcomed, undoubtedly it will cause problems for others. We must not forget that the present Dinan Way is bordered by residential development on both sides and has a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit. It was also designed and built originally as a road without refuge islands. Anyone standing on one of these refuges, when a 44-ton double-decker, six-axle articulated truck passes, is at risk. Maybe the DCC road planners should look into the aspect of removing the refuges and installing pedestrian crossings. This would serve a double purpose by slowing down the traffic, which may help to make the road safer. And I also believe that Devon County Council should also be looking at the road infrastructure further up the A376 between Cliss St George and Cliss St Mary roundabouts. On the Exmouth bound side, we have a full-length dual carriageway, on the Exeter bound side, a dual carriageway approximately 300 metres long, which becomes a single lane, which then eventually widens out by Winslade Park traffic lights. The traffic is then blocked by constant traffic flow at commuter peak times by commuters from Sidmouth direction and commercial traffic coming from Greendale and Hillbarton trading estates. Travelling from Exmouth to Sandygate Motorway Junction, a distance of 8 miles, can take anything up to an hour to commute. I would ask the road engineer and planners of DCC, Stuart Hughes, chairman of EDC, and also chairman of the Highways Committee, and our own MP, Sir Hugo Swire, to investigate the possibilities of improving the A376 at Cliss St George to Cliss St Mary. There is ample land to have a two-lane dual carriageway between these two roundabouts, which would give greater road space to minimise queuing from Cliss St George back to Exmouth and Woodbury. I do believe this would be a good thing to improve the A376 road as a whole and would help to minimise delays at peak times and improve the economy of Exmouth and East Devon. This would subsequently minimise the queuing that we may see at the end of this road when it joins the current Exeter Road, because at the moment, for commuters, I believe it's the road to nowhere.
Thank you. Councillor Murdoch Chapman.
Thank you. Funding for this. Goodmore's Farm has planning permission for 350 houses. We also want infrastructure. Now, in Brixington, which is the ward that Dean Way goes through, we have 3,000 houses with no infrastructure at all. All the developers' money has gone to County Council for Dean and Way. We're quite happy with that. It relieves the pressure on other parts of the town. But now we have got nowhere for the youngsters to play cricket or football in Brixington. If you live north of Dean and Way, you can't walk to the shop and get paper, get a bottle of milk. There's no bus that goes onto the estates there because they're estate roads. The only thing we have got, which East Devon District Council have helped put in, is 5 play areas for children under the age of 5. Now, whether it is true or not, I have heard that Devon County Council are expecting a contribution from the developer, Goodmore's Farm, towards the extension of Dean and Way. Now, okay, so we saw that. We also then found out that the County Council has decided in their wisdom, when they didn't listen to the Town Council when we went over to Exeter, when they were talking about letting Royal College go, when we said they had their numbers wrong on schooling, that the County Council want the developer to build a primary school on Goodmore's Farm, which means that the County Council has decided that for another 350 houses with no infrastructure, that for the people north of Exmouth, 3,000 houses that we have got to pay for the road and a primary school. I think County Council are being a bit greedy. I don't think the Town Council will accept the County Council's proposal here. Bearing in mind, Brixington School has got plenty of land. In fact, it's got more land than any other school, including the comprehensive. It's got more playing fields than the comprehensive, so they can easily extend the primary school there. So I would suggest, before you go too much further, that you have a word with your education colleagues and decide how much of the pot County Council wish to take before they have a row with the Town Council. I'm also aware that when you did the consultation, the residents of Summer Lane, a lot of them are elderly, and we have Alarond and everything like that, that they did ask if they agreed to have the extension of Dean Way nearby, could Summer Lane either be a one-way and not a cut-through, because a lot of their hedges, gates, walls are being damaged, and it is a bit of a rat run. And although people will be using Dean Way, you're still going to get the coaches coming into Alarond, which is going to cause a bottleneck at the top of the hill when you've got a roundabout sort of halfway down. These are my concerns, and we will fight for infrastructure for the residents at Goodmoor's Farm, and as I say, County Council can't have the whole cake. So you need to decide who is having what from the developer. Okay?
Councillor Nicholas?
On the same thing, I also wrote the Celebrating Mall. Correct me if I'm wrong, but when the County Council decided to extend Greening Way, it was the government giving them a grant that was going to supply the money. And that was last year. So why are you waiting for money to come into the pot? Unless it is planned already that the developer is going to pay. I'm sorry, I just...
Do you want me to answer that now?
Yeah.
I think the funding, I told my hands that I'm with the engineering team that are responsible for the design rather than the funding.
Well, you're here for that.
But I'm going to see it tonight, I understand that. The funding was made up of a mixture of different funding sources, and part of that would be the local enterprise partnership, which is the government's method of distributing money locally. So we will be making a bid to the local enterprise partnership to fund it and to part fund it. Then part of that we will look to have essentially 106 contributions from the developer. And there may be debit money going into it as well. Don't quote me on that, but it will be a mix of funding. So that's where it would come from. So yes, we would put in a bid to let. They will take bids from all the different authorities that form an open enterprise partnership. So that's Devon, Torbay, Somerset, and Dorset. And they then prioritise where the money should be spent. And they may turn around and say, hey,
but I actually thought, and my memory could be wrong.
You better choose, I told you.
But that it was already, the government had actually given Devon County already, not having to apply.
No, we don't have the money.
You don't have the money, well, perhaps.
Things may have changed.
Yeah, but in which case, it would do well for them to ask the question, where's the money gone?
I think generally the funding, I think, you know, highways are coming here tonight because we're talking about the actual structure of the road, not the funding. The funding really is another part of Devon County Council.
Yeah.
And what we're looking here is the planning in respect of the actual application for the road and that part of it. I'm also a Halston representative, and as Councillor Dunper has said, this is actually in Limpstone because it's the other side of Summer Lane to where we are. However, I welcome the new road. I welcome the fact that the residents of Viona Avenue and Seymour and Featherbed Lane and Marble Hill, as Councillor Dunper has already said, we've had that on every election I think we've been, is knocking on doors. I think that's the biggest issue has been the rat runs. So I'd welcome that. But I also concur that the people in Summer Lane are very concerned about the fact that this is now going to be a rat run for people that don't go down Dinham Way and will just go down Summer Lane. And the effect with Alarond, and that's very much like they thought it would probably be one way or be a green lane that's very, very restricted. So I think that is a concern for the residents in Summer Lane. Yeah, if you want to make a comment.
With the site provision, and we fully intend to make that a cycle pedestrian quiet route by closing off. That's actually a matter that would be covered by the PATOC, by Highways and Traffic Orders Committee, rather than it being a planning issue. That's why it's specifically been left out, because I suppose we don't want the objections to that to cloud the planning issue for the wider scheme. So that will be dealt with under different
so that process. Will just be access for the people that live in Summer Lane or and for the people in Alarond, is that what you're saying?
Well,
because if it's good, you can't make it.
I wouldn't prejudge what's going on, but there's a scheme to come forward, and there'll be a consultation process to address that to see what the residents live there want. But you know, you're talking from a team that's been responsible for delivering existing trail. We very much want to see the connectivity to be improved, and it is very high up our priority. It's just not something that needs to come into this. It's been referred to in the supporting documents. It's not actually a...
No, but I think the concern we've had from residents in Summer Lane and from Alarond is how they're going to be easily accessible, but not be used as a rat run. I think that's part of the residents that certainly at the end, the people who go to Point in View Church and also the people who go to Alarond, I think the concern is they need access to be able to go to those places, but what they don't want is then to have a rat run between A and B. I think that's probably fair for my colleagues. I think that's probably what I've certainly had from visiting them. So, yeah, because there was another plan where they actually gave a separate bit to Alarond, where we had a separate, didn't we, have a separate, like a road coming round from Dinham Way round to Alarond on a separate sort of road was one of the plans, which a lot of our residents actually supported, so that you could get to Alarond this end or get to the houses and in that end, but it wasn't a straight through other than for pedestrians and cycles. So I think that has a concern for those. But I need to move on if there's any last minute points, and then Councillor Nash.
Yeah, it's just to say it is welcome, it's long overdue. As people mentioned, Gypsy Lane, it will take the pressure off of there to meet a school in a dangerous area. Marple Hill, even more dangerous going up and coming down with large vehicles. And again, two schools at the top of that. It's going to take the pressure off the centre of Exmouth. But what it is going to do, by the time this road is built, there'll be an extra 1,000 homes up in that area. You've got Goodmore's Farm, you've got Plum Park, Pankhurst, and probably umpteen others. So it is absolutely essential that it's not held up and it goes ahead. And because of that increase, I'm just wondering, can you answer the exit at the 376 around about there is going to be very, very busy, particularly when you've got a hold up on the 376. Have you considered the need for putting traffic lights to control that roundabout?
Well, we would have done. The actual junction that you see has been designed at the roundabout because that would predict traffic flows, in fact, in all the development you've spoken about, would show that actually roundabout is probably a more efficient way of moving traffic.
Not with the sort of flows you're going to get with the increased number of houses and business premises, lorries going over to Tesco, to Lidl, and all the industrial estate, and an enlarging industrial estate up at the top.
I think the thing with
Midland, Salton Road.
The thing with traffic signals is you have a red time and an all red time. Whereas if you've got balanced traffic flows, as you like you have here, then a roundabout would be more efficient for actually moving traffic through the junction.
I like the idea of balanced traffic flows, but that's what traffic lights can do. They can be put on at peak times. Particularly if you get a hold up on 376 and you've got solid traffic coming right across, how are you going to get people out of the new extension onto the 376 to turn right towards Exeter if you've got a blockage already up there, just to be solid? Or is it something you look at once it's built and there's a problem, then you...
Well, you would hope traffic has got the foresight not to block the roundabout to anticipate the queues ahead. If not, the option would be the yellow box.
Maybe yellow box, but I can assure you that doesn't happen. You do see already traffic trying to get out from Summer Lane and coming down the other way, which is traffic light control, of course, the other little bypass road that's used coming out opposite the apartment, because otherwise people never get out. It's just a question.
Well, I think we've had a very full discussion because we've actually taken half an hour of the meeting to discuss this one particular application. So therefore, I would just like to thank you very much for coming this evening and going through the plan. Obviously, it is in Limpstone, so technically we can't actually...
Six should come from Limpstone, shouldn't it? Not Brixington.
Go to Limpstone, yeah. But I think you've taken on board, obviously, the issues that we have... We don't usually take members of the public. Is it a quick point? Because obviously...
Hopefully it should be. It's only going off this concern and you should be aware of the 12th. So I actually live in town, and I understand that you're worried about the traffic flow coming on the roundabout down and going on if there's a blockage on the A376. However, those people are going to have priority right away. So let's say there is a blockage further down. There's going to be a backflow actually coming from town.
Because it's coming from the right.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
And so where the... the majority of people living, and I understand there is going to be a little bit of movement of traffic now because there is this new through road, but traffic lights, has it been considered coming from the other side? But I understand that you may have looked at coming along the new road, coming from town. If there's a long string of people And so again, this is another restriction of traffic flow from a lot of people coming from town. So,
do I touch that?
Yeah.
I hear it's exactly what you're saying. And there is a potential at times for there to be a queue, but what it also does is offer movement of traffic from the other side of the town. So hopefully you'd have less traffic coming up the 376 in the first place. So if you have got a more balanced flow around the town, so you've got more options for better management of traffic.
But then isn't it then going to cause wraparound in other places of town for people trying to go from currently UK 376 and then maybe cut up and go along?
Well, I suppose that's exactly what it's trying to avoid. It's trying to avoid traffic using the current residential streets through Featherbed, etc.
If I can just stop there, because otherwise I will be here all evening and I've got other applications to discuss this evening. So again, can I thank you for coming along this evening? And I think in general, I think the majority of councillors actually would approve of the road as such in saying that we very much support the Dinham Way extension being built, because I think on the benefit side, it's obviously going to benefit certainly the residents of Halston. And as Councillor Nash has said, also up at the top, which is part of Littleham. So I don't think we can actually approve as such as it's in Limpstone, but I think obviously if you could take our points on board concerning Summer Lane, which is the one issue we do have, I think, and obviously the discussion
funding.
About traffic, yeah, funding doesn't come into the planning application.
And
obviously the
it.
Traffic flow, as I think a number of people have mentioned this evening.
And
sorry.
The
yeah, and the refuges and the road.
And the cycle provision. Which,
yeah,
which,
yeah, which I think he's taken on board.
Yeah,
so I think you've got all the points that we wanted to raise this evening and also our concerns. So can I thank you for coming this evening and hopefully you could take those back on our behalf. Thank you very much.
Go and give him help.
Thank you. I'll now move back to the agenda. The minutes of the meeting held on the 31st of October have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Has any members got an interest that they wish to declare for an item on agenda?
Yes, just 16/21866A. I know personally Brian Webber is the auditor of our cricket club, so.
Councillor Nash?
Yes, the same on 2186. I know all the people that live in the building, unfortunately.
Councillor Cahill?
2572, I'm a customer of the veterinary centre.
Thank you.
But not me, but my dog.
Thank you. No items of urgent business. To determine applications under delegated powers, firstly Brixington, application 16, oblique 2329, tree application, 1 Stanley Walk, T1 Turkey Oak to be repollard. We have had the tree officer's report, which I will ask Sue if she'll summarise for you with the recommendation.
Yes, this large mature turkey oak visually appears in good condition. The cyclical removal of foliage is seen as a control measure to limit moisture extraction by the tree due to foundation movement caused by clay soil shrinkage. This maintenance has been established since 2006, so the appropriateness of the works has already been established and the latest application should be approved. So the recommendation is for approval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seconded.
Yeah. Proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 16, oblique 2370, tree application, 3 Truro Drive, T1 Turkey Oak, crown lifter 5.2 clearance over road and prune back from lamppost to give 1 metre clearance, T2 Oak, including multi-stemmed oak under crown, crown lifter give 5.2 metre clearance over road, T3 Oak, remove limb growing over shed and 2.5 metres, prune to give 1 metre clearance over fence and shed. T4, Norway Maple, fell. T5, Norway Maple, remove lowest 30 millimetre diameter limb, touching fence back to main stem. T6 Oak, prune back from house to give 1.5 metre clearance and prune back from lamppost to give 1 metre clearance. G7, 3 of Willow. recoppice at previous points. And T8, oak, crown lift to 2.5 metre over footpath and prune back growth over road by 0.5 metres to ensure a 5 metre clearance. As you'd expect, this is for East Devon District Council.
Yeah.
It's not one person owning all these trees in their garden.
Mm.
I'll now ask, we have had the tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue if she'll just summarise for you.
So, the tree officer's report for East Devon District Council, obviously. Just to say that the trees grow in a square area of public open space on an important amenity to this area. But following a routine site inspection, the proposed works are considered appropriate management in the public open space. So recommend for approval subject to replacement planting for the removed maple, which is T4, which is shown on there. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Nicholas or Councillor Chapman? Thank you.
There's a lot of dead branches there, so we'll go for approval. It needs maintenance, yes.
Okay, proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. Those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 16, I believe, 2221 tree application, 17 Evergreen Close to fell T1 Ash. Again, we have received the tree officer's report and recommendation, which I'll ask Sue if you'd summarise.
Yes, this tree is a small ash growing as a part of a larger tree group. The tree is subdominant to the surrounding trees and the upper half of the tree is died. The removal of this dying tree is subject again to replacement planting, which is considered appropriate management. So recommend for approval subject to the replacement planting. Thank you.
Okay. Councillor
Nicholas.
It doesn't say actually. It doesn't specify.
A lot of them have been for that, haven't they, lately?
Yeah.
Proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report, subject to replacement planting. All those in favour? Yeah. Any against? Thank you. Now move to Littleham Ward. Application 16, oblique 2186, TCA, flat 4, West Checkstone, 2 Douglas Avenue, T1 line, removed, subdominant, included limb from the centre of the crown, crown thin, regrowth on historic reduction points by up to 25% of leaf area. Again, we've received the tree officer's report and recommendation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Not the best of photographs, so... I think this line has come before us before, actually. The tree officer's report, this application follows pre-application advice and considered appropriate to manage the growth on the old reduction point and the subdominant limb. So, recommendation for approval.
Thank you. Councillor Nash?
Yes, you're quite right when Sue says this has been up before and it was turned out because they wanted to fell it.
Mm.
And then they were told, suggested, advice, the tree officer has given that advice, they've now come back with a proposal which the tree officer agrees with, so I'm happy. Yes,
okay.
Yep,
so proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. And in town ward.
Tree officer's been busy, isn't he?
Very busy.
Yes.
He's obviously come back from his leave. Planning application 16, oblique 2344, tree officers, again tree. Car and commercial, Victoria Way.
Yeah, that is a bit big, isn't it?
Yeah. T1 Holm Oak, clear epicormic growth on garage side only to ensure 1.5 metre clearance from the garage. Crown lift over pavement to 3 metre in height. Lift over substation to 5 metre in height from ground level and clear light column to give no more than 1 metre clearance. T2 Holm Oak, clear epicormic growth on garage side only to give 1.5 metre clearance from garage. Prune base growth back to edge of path by 0.05 metre, retain as screen. Clear round sign to give 1 metre clearance. Crown lift roadside crown to 5 metre in height from ground level to ensure long-term visibility of road sign. That'd be helpful.
Yes.
Clear telephone wires to give 1 metre clearance. Clear light column to give 1 metre clearance. Sounds pretty essential to me. We've received a three officers report and recommendation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, the two large mature holm oaks grow to the east of the industrial unit at the roundabout on Victoria Way. They make an important contribution to the amenity of the area by obscuring the unattractive elevation of the adjacent industrial unit. The works are considered necessary and appropriate to the condition of the tree and the surrounding constraints on growth, so recommended for approval.
Councillor Hastings or Councillor Hill? Councillor Hastings?
Yes, so from the other side, the tree looks a real mess. It looks better from this side, but it's obviously in great need of some TLC.
Councillor Hill?
No.
Okay. Proposed and seconded.
Chair,
sorry?
I'm sure someone around the table knows. What does epicormic growth mean?
It's sometimes ivy or...
Some invasive, isn't it? It's an invasive plant or something, isn't it, that gets round the tree.
Mistletoe.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
Anything like that?
Oh, see you under it and ducking.
Proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to applications for determination. Planning application 16, Bleak. Well, I'm just confused here. This is Holston, isn't it? No, this is Holston, isn't it, this one? This one's Holston, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we took out the Dinham Way, didn't we?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We're getting confused.
We took out, because we've already dealt with the Dinham Way extension. So in Holston. Planning application 16, Bleak 2572, full application, White Lodge Veterinary Centre, 207 Exeter Road. Construction of first floor extension to rear of property to allow for additional treatment and consulting rooms. Highways do not wish to comment and we've had no representations.
And we've got no plans because it wouldn't download.
I've downloaded...
Yeah, we couldn't zip them up, so we couldn't get them.
Oh, right. I've actually opened the plans and seen the plans. It's basically they're building on top of... They've got a rear extension and they're actually building one floor up. But as you've got an interest, Councillor Dumper?
I looked at it. I've not been up to the site to look at it, but the distance is, you know, round the back, seeing okay. If that's what they need for their business, I would say very good.
And we certainly haven't had any complaints since the application, since the veterinary centre has been there, because there was concerns of people that were in Holston Avenue that there was going to be problems with animals being at the rear. But I have to say, I've not received any complaints. Councillor Cahill.
Could I add in, Chairman, that the building itself lends itself for this extension. The parking is adequate, both front and back, because obviously you only have a small amount of customer base at any one time. They run a very good business, and I think that all they're just trying to do is expand a little to try and facilitate a better service here.
Having spoken to a few people, I can't see that they're actually, as they say, it's treatment and consulting rooms. It's not the fact they're going to have more animals on the property or anything. So I'm happy. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Now I move to Littleham Ward, application 16, the Bleak 2540, full application, 16 Cranford Avenue. Construction of single storey and first floor extension and installation of first floor window. Highways do not wish to comment and we haven't received any representations. Councillor DeSermo, Councillor Nash? Councillor Nash?
Yes, if, this is a large site, the ground they own, well, that's a huge building already. If you look closely from the existing floor plan to the proposed floor plan, they're filling bits in at the edges and going up slightly. It's not affecting anyone else, hence no one on either side, or on one side particularly, or the front or back, have any complaints. So I would see no reason why we shouldn't approve it.
Thank you. Councillor DeSermo?
Yes, I concur with that.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. application is 16, a B2511 variance, 14 Cypress Road. Variation of condition 2 of approved plans of planning permission 14, oblique 2358 full, as varied by planning permission 15, oblique 2861 full, to include a new access point to serve plots 2 and 3 of the approved development. Highways, we're waiting for their comments, and I've looked today and I still don't think it's
no,
in
it's not
as we right. speak. We've had no representations. Councillor Sarah?
Yes, I draw your attention to 14-2358 full, which was taken out on the 24th of November 2014, and it said that at the time there was no objection in principle to the proposal, but objected to the architectural style of development on the grounds that it was out of keeping with the existing Victorian Royal style properties along Cypress Road. Then this is the point that's relevant to us today. The access and the internal road should use the same block paving materials as the Cypress Garden site, and adequate parking provision to be made within the site. And then on the 21st of March, on 15/2861, the council said no objection subject to the existing wall footage being retained and the new drive and the pillar to be attached to the existing wall. So I would say that I personally have looked at it and see no objection, as long as the existing thoughts that have been put forward, as long as we keep the materials and make it exactly as per the original specification, which was granted back in 2014.
So in other words, make sure the pillars and everything on the wall is... Yeah, okay. Councillor Nash?
Second.
Okay. So proposed and seconded for approval, on the provided that the materials are used and it's a similar construction as previously agreed. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 16, oblique 2537 full, 30 Louisa Place. Construction of two-storey extension. Highways do not wish to comment and there have been no representations. Councillor Nash?
Yes, that passed to you. I don't know why there is a representation. They're just not bothering to put it on from EDDC. And that person is very annoyed to find he's been ignored. I'll read out the main points of his... it's an adjoining property to Pencarrick House. A number of residents in Pencarrick House have expressed reservations to the management of the company about the possible impact. There will clearly be a loss of light to flats 1 and 2 and possible damage to that part of the garden. It's not clear how they propose to affect the construction without damage to the existing wall, which is a very old wall, where this extension, when it was built some years ago, was put up. There's also a possibility of facilitating even more damp than there was. The management company also had a meeting. And they're saying that number 30 will add considerably to the height and massing of the existing two-storey building. Now, the existing building was designed to respect the impact which a building on the boundary would have on Pencarrick House. And hence, you can see there what they're going to do. Where the carport is will be a garage, and it will go up to the roof height and come right up. It's almost doubling the area. Which will take more light off of Pencarrick House, and it's been suggested by the management company that the loss of privacy and light was a cause why, when that was built, they were not allowed to come out further and up higher, and they feel the same should apply. So on that basis, I'm afraid I've got to recommend that we reject.
Okay.
Reject.
So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis of loss of privacy and light, and well, loss of amenity really to two flats in Pencarrick House. All those in favour? Any against? That's refused, thank you. Next application is 16, oblique 236 outline, Hillborough Mare Lane. Outline application with all matters reserved for the construction of a detached dwelling. Highways have provided normal standing advice and there are no representations. I actually thought this was the only one that didn't have a house in this
case.
Yeah.
Everybody else
yeah.
has got one.
This is a revision, revival for an outline planning commission. As you say, all the others from their lane built in their gardens, these people put in Hillbrae, but they didn't action it, and they're asking for outline again. It is unlikely that the, well, the exit could be, but we wouldn't know whether it's coming into Fox Hills or going out to the Bear Lane. But it's an outline which is renewed, which was given before, so I suggest.
And I mean, providing they, which I'm sure planning would make sure that it was built in the building line of those other properties,
yeah,
so I can't see that.
Yeah.
I know they haven't got to put it on there, but you would assume, wouldn't you, looking
at
that?
Yes, okay. So move for approval.
Thank you. Look at the second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application. Those of you who have looked at the next application will know why we're having a little giggle here. Planning application 16, oblique 2528, full application, 21 Portland Avenue. Proposed potting shed tool store in the front garden, which I have to say we would all love to have this potting shed, I think. I certainly would. Conservation do not wish to comment and Highways do not wish to comment. We have no representations. But the actual, I'm sure we're going to have the... Are you going to give us... I was going to say, you're going to give us the one with the... No, there's one... Oh, she hasn't got that on there, I don't think. There you are. This is one side, and then the other. I was going to say, and the other one. Yeah, there's three windows in the side, and the other one's got French doors. Councillor Nash. I'm not sure it's a potting shed, personally, but
I don't think
Bruce
it's a potting shed either.
Councillor
to Sarah. Okay.
Well, as you said, I had concerns about it being a potting shed, and also we were concerned about locations. And we've noted that they said possible location for examining the rear garden of the property, but the split level of this garden position and water to design the existing together with the mature begonia don't leave sufficient room. So they're claiming that's why they've put it in the way it is. But clearly, it does look like it could potentially be a further, into a house or whatever. So there are concerns about it. So if we wish to approve it today, we put the usual caveat on it, saying that it will remain absolutely a potting shed as designed, with no further opportunities to go further and do anything with it. So therefore, we're not. I vote we don't refuse the application, but we make the caveat quite.
But
clear.
It's excessively large for what they're proposing.
Have we got any diagrams with dimensions? We've got any dimensions.
This is the dimensions here. So you got one, two. I think it was something like 14.
Did they not have a scale floor plan?
I think it's on the. I think it's on one of the others. It does have the. Might be the layout one. Oh well, that. I think it was on the one before.
I think Chair, the location plan puts into perspective.
Yeah.
The bulk and size of the plot. And worryingly.
There we are. Sorry, it's just got the. Yeah, sorry, carry on.
No, just worrying if you put the locations on the slide up, please. You'll see that it's right on the road, and we can't understand why they've put this in.
That's a very expensive potting shed.
That is not a potting shed.
Sorry.
No.
I mean, I think that the problem was, as they said, that there are other houses in the area that have got their garages at the front, haven't they, at the front of the property rather than the back, which is what they, when you read the design and access statement.
To 2.5 metre high front wall for the front garden.
4.6 by 3.6.
There's about 15.5 square metres of potting shed.
The building
yeah.
in the height of 3.9.
With French doors and
yeah.
pitch roof and I think we, that's what the application is for. So I think what we need to do is as the council have said, we need to make sure that there's no, we take away permitted development rights and
yes.
ask that it's it no, is used solely as a.
Do they normally
and
have
not
a kitchen
for,
in? Why do you want to have a pitch slate grey roof for a potting shed?
Chairman, I think this is going to be one of those reverse things. Normally you get people turning a garage into living accommodation. They're doing this the other way around. I think they're going to turn it into a garage. But they may not get approval for a garage if they put it in.
Mm.
And I think it's a little tricky reverse job going
on. Yeah. Well, I think we need to raise our concerns and perhaps you could raise your concerns with
Chairman,
the Litlam District Council. So
it says there to be constructed in a style to match the existing dwelling and detached garage.
Yeah. They've got a garage. Yeah. I mean, I just think the size and height and scope of it is unusual for potting and
I think
gardening.
Trying
to
say, Madam
Chair, to keep it in the Avenue's design statement to make sure that if they
well,
do
I
it,
think someone's
it,
trying
it,
to
also that it has to conform whatever they do.
So I think the best we can do is obviously say we want to take away permitted development rights and that we also want some condition on the planning application that it is for this use only and not to be used for residential
it's
use.
No
or
can we have confirmation? It is a potting shed. Never seen one like that.
Not to grow pot.
Well, we can, that's what the planning application says. So we have to go on that basis. But so
double glazed windows,
Chairman,
double
that
doors.
Suggestion no residential. Can we also put in that it must not be used on a casual overnight basis for sleeping?
Yeah.
So they can talk to the
Can't you just say no kitchen or toilet to be put in?
Well, I think if we put take away permitted development rights, they can't do anything without coming back anyway.
Still sleeping in, don't
do
the toilet.
But I'm losing the trend here. A shed, fundamentally,
is a
temporary facility. This is not a temporary facility, it's a permanent construction, and as such, we should refuse it.
Yes, I agree.
Well, you can't refuse on the basis. What you're looking at is the actual building as it is. He has stated that, or the applicant has stated that that is what is going to be used for. He's written to say, described and proposed that that is what it's going to be used for. You can't contradict that. If that's what he says it's going to be used for, all we can do is deal with the application on that basis of what he has, the information he has given us, and say whether you do or don't approve it, not the construction necessarily, because it's in a conservation area, which means that, I mean, even the garages are built similarly. The new garages up there are built in a similar way because it's in a conservation area and part of the Avenue statement. But, I mean, the only thing you can do is, as I say, is put various conditions on it or suggest to DMC or suggest to the East Devon District Council that we want certain conditions on the property.
Yes, Madam Chair, just the reason I see the documentation that it says windows have been provided in the north, south and eastern facades of the proposed store to give good natural light for potting operations and other jobs such as the servicing of gardening equipment undertaken within the building. So I point that out as well, that they have actually put some form of justification in. Whether we agree or not, that's another matter. But
you can only base it on the information you've been given. And if we have concerns, then we need to restrict the planning application. Restrict out what we're
more excited about this than we know.
Yeah.
I think it's very
odd.
There you go.
So it's been proposed and seconded for approval, but with these various conditions that we've already stated. All those in favour? Against? Any abstentions?
No, I'm against.
I'm against. No.
Yeah. Against?
I'm against.
Okay, thank you.
Don't believe a word of it.
No. And now we move to Town Ward, application 16, oblique 2391 full. 144 to 146 Exeter Road and 1419 and 2025 Bridge Road, which is replacement windows. Councillor Hill? Oh, there's no representation.
On the basis that they are a like for like replacement, colour and style, I see no reason to object. And it's improving energy efficiency as well.
Thank you. Councillor Masding?
Yes, sir, I agree. I was confused by the apparently additional windows in the drawings, but no mention of putting additional windows in.
No, I think it's just replacement. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next was the application that was on your addendum, which is in Town Ward, which is 16, a big 2273, full application. Flat 2, 105 Victoria Road, conversion to provide 2 1-bedroom and 1 2-bedroom apartments. These are amended plans for consultation. Amended plans to show proposed fire escape steps on the rear elevation. Amendment to description to read conversion of building to provide 2 1-bedroom apartments on the first floor and 1 2-bedroom apartment on the second floor and installation of a new fire escape staircase. There are various comments and representations which I'll ask Sue if she'll just summarise for you.
Yes, just as a reminder, the Town Council had no objection to the original application. Since this one's come in, the Environment Agency has got no objection. Councillor Eileen Ragg objects to the lack of parking provision, lack of storage for 9 bins and bicycles, and the possible impact on neighbours through location of the kitchen and bathrooms on adjoining bedroom party walls. And then we've got one representation. This is from the resident of the adjoining property. We're concerned that the flat roof to the rear of the first floor will directly overlook their garden. There's a lack of soundproofing between properties, and the layout of the bathrooms and kitchen are against bedrooms, which will result in noise. And also there is insufficient parking for 3 flats. Thank you.
Councillor Marsden. Councillor Hill, have you had time?
I mean, I think, as I mentioned, I mean, there was no significant change. There is no change in the overall footprint or size of the building. They're just rationalising internal space. And the reason for what they're providing is an emergency exit. It's not a routine thoroughfare that people will use to and from the building, or it shouldn't be used on that basis. And we can only judge it on the basis that it is emergency exit. So I don't stand with the argument that it will overlook gardens or otherwise. If there are any potential issues with regard to sound attenuation across the building, then that's about building regulations and insulation, not for us to consider. We wouldn't suggest.
Have you any comment you wish to make about Councillor Ragg's objection on storage of bins and bicycles? No.
No.
Chairman, this wasn't raised the last time. When this came through, it was approved.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no objection from any of the district ward councillors. I see this purely that they're asking, showing the insulation of the fire escape.
I agree with you.
And as far as the fire escape is concerned, I agree with Councillor Hill.
I think it was just that
we're going to refuse it.
Yeah, I mean, I think the conversion is just that they're making it clear what's on the first floor and what's on the second floor now, which we didn't have previously when I looked at it. So it's proposed. Are you happy to second approval? Yeah. So proposed and seconded from approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next is 16, /2487, listed building consent, 9 Bicton Street. Installation of secondary glazing. Highways do not wish to comment, and we have no representations. Councillor Masding?
Yes, presumably. Secondary glazing is on the inside, so I'm inclined to approve the.
Thank you. Councillor Hill?
Yeah, I mean, there is no other way to improve the energy efficiency of the glazing units on a listed building other than go for secondary glazing, and what they seem to be putting in is possibly even a double glazed secondary glazing system with sliding windows. So clearly, the listing building consent is important. It has to not detract from the existing structure and shape, size, etc. So with that in mind, I would go for approval.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Final application is Withycombe Raleigh Ward, 16/2547. Full application, Summerhay St John's Road. Proposed two-storey extension, construction of two-storey detached garage and construction of detached stable block. Highways do not wish to comment. Councillor Bailey has no objections. We have no representations. And I don't think we've got anybody from Withycombe Raleigh here this evening. Mm-hmm. As far as I can see, I have looked at the plans and I can't see that there's any issue here with this. It's a very large site anyway.
Chairman, can I ask for clarity?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a two-storey detached garage before. Do they mean a detached garage? Two
with
garages side by side, or a garage with something built on top, or
I think it's built on top. When I was looking, I did.
It would have to be.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A stable.
It
that's
wouldn't
a stable.
Be a garage on top. It'd be a store.
No, it'd be
a
store.
Yeah.
It's a stables, and it's a fairly large site actually.
Where is it?
St John's Road.
Yeah.
Right.
It's right on the top. If you see the location,
Oh, the very last
where the roads
on
meet.
The right,
yes, where they meet up the very top.
It's next to the wooden house.
Next
yeah.
to 7 acre corner.
Yes.
Used to be Jimmy Marsh.
Yes.
Yep.
Used to have a big juggernaut in there.
Yeah. So it's a huge site anyway. Mm. And basically they've got the stables and they have got storage above the garage.
Yeah.
But I mean it's nowhere near.
Yeah, they've got a caravan in the ground.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, it's just the way it's written down. Construction of two-storey detached garage and construction of detached stable block.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought.
No, I think it probably is actually. But I think what we need to do is, as we've done on others, is to say that it's for storage and to ensure it's not changed into a house. But I don't think it will be because I think they're actually making it into a.
There's a caravan there.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, they're making it into a stables, I think. When you look up there, but
I think there's plenty of land there.
Oh, absolutely. I can't see a problem with it, but there's nobody from Withycombe Raleigh here. If you want the plans, I can get them out.
Yeah.
Well we can make it larger, I mean.
If you go to the elevation, it's worth having a look at because you'll see that the floor above the three garages is pretty. That top right hand picture, I'm guessing, is the garages and the. So that second floor is quite an extensive piece of property in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I thought.
So, and that's a lot of space, isn't it? It could be about 30 or.
The chauffeur's flat, maybe.
Yeah.
It
right.
could well be, or it could be the stable.
Or the stable hands. The groomsman.
Yeah, it could be the groomsman or the stable hands or something like that. You know, on that sort of basis.
I mean,
but they're definitely
very
in
much
the.
A detached residence if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying we put our usual. To say that we don't want it to be a detached residence.
It could be a garage loft.
Mm. Yeah. And it might well be, or it might be something to do with grooms and things. I don't know, but anyway, on that basis, are we happy to approve that with that caveat again, making sure it's not a private dwelling? Yeah. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Right. Then move on. There was an addendum to item for consideration, which was a proposed base station installation adjacent to Salterton Road. That is. To consider proposed installation of new electronic communications radio base station. You had various papers if you ran them all off. There was a variety of papers that came.
Do we really have to lie on our sides to view this?
Yeah.
Is there any way
you can rotate it,
Is this a planning application?
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's
past.
It's
I didn't actually see a planning.
It's consultation prior to. So what they're saying is that
general idea of how you feel about it.
Yeah.
Right.
You should be able to.
So if we agree or agree with their proposal, then they can apply to East Devon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There should be one on there you can rotate.
Is it on East Devon land though? Is it on the verge?
It's on county on that bit where
county.
It's
county
where he's
done
well. Yeah,
in the footpath, highway.
Next to the path next to the road.
Have you got any sort of. I think it's more. I think it's in
this
level.
Well, the only thing. Having got quite naked my name lying on the side trying to look at this.
You rotate it, you just clockwise it.
You see the house behind the newish looking roof. Now that started out as a one extension, a single story extension, that then amazingly turned into a two story extension, then became a separate dwelling as a house. And of course they've got a lovely view. Well, they won't have soon because they'll have this runny great tower in front of them.
Well, in the wrong place then, didn't they?
But I mean, I don't know whether we should take that into consideration. They've not made any complaint. Wouldn't
no.
people be notified then?
Not like that.
They will be.
They have to be where they've got to be because they're line of sight microwave. So actually, moving it 6 metres either way doesn't allow the same coverage. Mm.
And I have to say, when that house was built, there was a problem with it because initially they were going to build over the. Weren't they right next to the substation and the gas, and they had to rein it in, didn't they, because of the substation? Yeah, Councillor Cahill.
There's a very similar mast to this proposed one on Dinan Way, which is similar in diameter and similar in height, if I'm not mistaken. The current lamp standards are at 10 metres, proposed, I believe, to go up to
15, 45 feet.
Mm. So if you look at the one that's in Denon Way in context, it's no different.
No.
It's just that it's a bit more visual,
mm.
shall we
mm.
say.
Mm.
And the bins, the boxes are no higher than the waste paper bin that's situated by the pedestrian crossing.
No, no.
Mm.
And once again, it's about improving the electronic infrastructure of the town.
Mm.
You know, we constantly go on about the economics and,
mm.
you know, bringing in extra lorries to go up Denon Way to bring in extra goods to Denon Way. Well, you know, they want the electronic infrastructure.
Means
well.
They can use their phones in the cabs, lorries, while
yeah.
the drivers,
right?
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And Tesco should be only using the Tesco.
Yes, I must admit, Sharon, it is a good point. Councillor Cowley brought up, the reception is very, very bad in there. You get up
mm.
and you lose
mm.
totally. So
yeah, you can't.
It is necessary.
Well, you need to get them a 57 bus, that's
mm.
excellent.
So we're just generally...
just plug it in.
We generally haven't got any problems with that particular... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I think his general view is that we haven't got any problems with that one. So, items for information, East Devon District Council planning enforcement. For those of us in Halston, I think we were well aware of this anyway, which is basically a motorhome on the football club land, lived in, and the caravan storage at the Exmouth Town Football Club. Probably the Halston councils are probably aware of this because it's been there for some time. And I think the issue came to the fore because of the what's happened with Warren View and the fact that there's caravans in there. And I think probably somebody...
Yeah.
asked them to visit here, but there has been concern for some time that it's been lived in, so we'll wait and see if a planning application comes or it's removed. It's still there this week when I went, but we'll see.
If it helps, Chairman, I'll just send to Councillor DeSerre, we went to a meeting at the football club then, when it was a meeting about the mast, about the helicopter
yeah.
landing. That was back in March, wasn't it?
Yes.
And because there was confusion where it was, we sat there waiting for about half an hour. And the large motorhome had just been put in, the jacks out extended, and people were showing the owners where they go and fill up their water containers. And I thought, someone on holiday for a couple of weeks.
Mm.
4 or 5 months later, it's still there.
Yeah, yeah. And they're
yeah.
using it very much.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And I have to say that fortunately or unfortunately for them, fortunately for us, that the enforcement officer called and they were actually residents. So that's obviously, they could see it was being lived in, which is always difficult
yeah.
sometimes. And then the planning decisions, obviously there's the Elwyn Road. We had no objection, but they have made a conditional approval. Lovering House, well, we've had a number of items concerning Devon Bank since then and what their view is on Devon Banks, so I'm not surprised. One Rocklands Roll Road, where we objected, which was concerning the trellis.
Trellis road.
The only thing I think I found disappointing in this, and I have asked members before and I've asked my own councillors, is that if we are very much refusing an application, I would have hoped that the district councillors for the ward concerned would respond. But when I looked up on this and looked at the decision notice and looked at the delegated officer's report, no district councillor for Littleham had responded at all. Hence, they took that they had no objection. So, obviously, it's disappointing if we're here and we, you know, which I have expressed before, you can't do anything but say to your district councillors, you know, the town council have objected, we hope you would agree.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't agree, that's fine. But they had no response at all on that application at East Devon, which meant, you know, the criticism that I've certainly had from a lady that lives in just around the corner from there is there's nothing we can do here. We objected here, but unfortunately it wasn't put through.
So, Chairman, can I ask a question? Are you saying then that the delegated officer who makes that decision only bases his decision East Devon District Councillors?
It's only the district councillors. No, no, not totally.
No,
not
no,
totally.
No,
no. No, not at all. But the if the district councillors don't respond, it's assumed that they're in agreement with the application. So therefore, the town council objected, but nobody else objected. We are only statutory consultee.
Yeah.
So as the three district councillors for the Littleham ward didn't respond, they assumed they were in agreement. So when it was discussed, obviously, they are the ward councillors that take precedence because they're not statutory consultees, they are actually...
If the district councillors object, it goes to DMC, it cannot be
delegated
to the officers or the chairman.
If they're opposite
committee.
To the delegated report, in fairness, if the delegated authority, if the delegated report said refuse, and the council said refuse, then it would just be refused. But if the delegated report is opposite to the councillors,
There was Councillor Williamson put in that he was in agreement with the trestle work. So there was a marriage between the town council and
you will get that. You will get that. But when a delegated officer voted
that still doesn't work that way around. Then the town council say no, and a ward.
No, because we're
yes.
a statutory consultee. So if the ward councillors are in agreement. But certainly when the delegated officer wrote his report, there was no district council
objection.
So obviously Mark had put it in.
Positive, yeah, Mark put it in.
Well, no, it actually said no response from the...
No, it's wrong. We go back to the original Mark Williamson.
Anyway, I was just really raising the point that obviously the public knew that we'd refuse, but, you know. And there's no other business, so I'll close the meeting. Thank you.